The evening began with the Lady Bombers beating up on the Lady Raiders 58-33. Mountain Home scored the first basket and never gave up the lead after that. The longer the game went, the further the Lady Bombers pulled away, led by the inside play of sophomore Addison Yates. Riverview's Abby Giles was the top scorer for either team, but she got very little assistance from her teammates, allowing Mountain Home to go on to post a 25-point victory. Yates led the Lady Bombers with 23 points, including 13 in the third quarter alone, and Peyton Husky added 11. For the Lady Raiders, Giles finished with 29 points. Mountain Home starts the season at 1-0, and their next game will be in Missouri in approximately 2 weeks as they begin action in the Fairgrove Invitational Tournament. The Bombers were able to pull away in the end of the boys' contest as they defeated Riverview 46-37. There wasn't much offensive production from either team in the first half, with Mountain Home going into the locker room up 17-13. The Raiders took their second lead of the game early in the second half on a 4-point play by Miles Arnett, but they couldn't overcome 16 turnovers. The Bombers eventually built a double-digit lead before winning by a 9-point margin. Mountain Home was led by Luke Cruz with 14 points, and Matt Jones chipped in 11. Arnett had 13 points for Riverview, and Quentin Brown scored 11. The Bombers begin the year at 1-0, and they'll meet Subiaco Academy November 29th at the Citizen Bank and Trust Tournament at Van Buren. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.